All right, it is December 16th, 2015, 12:27 hours, interviewing. What's a cell phone number somewhere where we can get a hold of you if we need to?
805.
Okay. So let's just start with the call for service you guys got, and we'll move up to when you got here.
We had a call for service for a gunshot, unknown circumstances. We just happened to be on Paseo Camarillo at the Mormon church here doing some drills.
Okay.
So we were quicked on scene. There was a deputy already at the corner of Camarillo and Paseo, or Carmen and Paseo Camarillo. So we staged. He gave me the go-ahead to come on in. We came in. We spotted. We saw the victim sitting, laying on the in the middle of the street, towards the curb. We passed this
street sign right there.
Yeah,
the lakeside sign.
Probably right. Just a little bit past the lakeside sign right here.
Okay.
And so we pulled past the incident, staged, got out, and he was. Patient, we got our gear. The patient was laying face down with handcuffs on the back of him. Rolled him over, and then we checked his status to see if he was breathing. We noticed that there was blood and stuff like that coming out. So we didn't have a pulse, and he wasn't breathing. So we initiated CPR.
He was still on the street at this point.
Still on the street at this point. So we went ahead and started working him up, doing compressions, and then ambulance 492 came up right maybe a minute or two after us, and they. But those are the paramedics, and they started initiating and taking over the scene management for medical care. Then we turned around and we went ahead and loaded the victim and we're on our way.
Just real quick, what's your date of birth? When you rolled him over, where'd you see gunshot wounds at?
You know, I was trying to notice that I saw some that were more in the. There was a couple. There might have been one on the chest. I can't be for sure, but I know there was one on the chest and one maybe in the stomach. I didn't see the other ones. That's all I saw.
So you just saw one
blood,
in the chest.
A lot of blood. So really,
one in the chest, one in the stomach.
Yeah. So to see maybe the upper chest area, but to see exactly where they were would be very difficult for me to tell with all the blood.
Did you guys ever cut his shirt open?
Or? They did cut a shirt, and they did pull it off, and they got all that off, and they started working them just to see, to start CPR, and they were going to put patches on him, see if he was still breathing.
Okay. And so the only ones that you saw, upper chest, stomach?
That's all I saw.
As far as you know?
As far as I know are the ones, I would say the upper, maybe the upper left chest, and one in the stomach area. And it's hard for me to be 100% certain because there was so much blood.
Okay. And you said when you guys started working him up, he had no pulse.
No pulse, not breathing. I did step out of the engine. When I did step out of the engine, there was a slug or a shell casing by my right front tire.
Okay.
So I didn't see that, and I might have stepped on that. So that might be the only thing. And then on the scene when we were trying to work, there was tons of shell casings there. There's two or three shell casings that were there. So they may or may not have been. Stepped on or not, but I just.
So there was one over in front of your front tire.
One from their tire, and then there was a couple over here, one or two over here by.
Okay. By the victim.
By the victim. That's why our engine's not moving, because we look down and it looks like there's some evidence either where the engine is or right next to the engine.
Okay.
So.
You may have stepped on it.
I may have.
Possibly kicked it, maybe.
Could, maybe. Yeah,
not sure.
Yeah, maybe not sure. I can't give you 100%. I'm just saying it's right there when I stepped out. I just noticed it, so.
Okay. And you said that there was two, three, four over here laying by the victim somewhere?
A couple, two or three. I just saw a few on the ground right where we were working. So we tried to manage the scene as best we could. But when you're working, it's hard to.
Right. Yeah, you got life saving measures you got to go through first, too. So, okay.
But the general facility is all right there.
Okay. Who are the other firefighters that were with you?
Keith, I'm gonna move my vehicle real quick out of the gas station.
Okay.
Put it over there somewhere.
Chief, do you have any water in that vehicle?
I'll check. I don't think I do.
It's last name is spelled P. One of those ones I need to look up, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure I have the right names for you.
No, no problem.
Spell lines and everything. So. Okay, so
okay, and the other one?
And the other one is firefighter.
Maybe if he has any relationship to another buddy of mine.
Is he
no, oh. Lafferty.
He probably is.
Okay. And what time did you guys get here? Do you know?
I can look at the dispatch real quick for you. Okay, so the dispatch looks like it was 11:58 is when I was dispatched.
Okay.
We were literally a block away at the Mormon church here.
Right.
Paseo,
you guys staged?
Camarillo. So we were on scene probably around 12 noon, 2 minutes. And then we staged for maybe less than 30 seconds to a minute, and they waved us in.
And you said both of the other fire people are at the hospital, coming back?
They're both at the Los Robles. So the engineer and the firefighter, they took two riders in the ambulance to Los Robles. And they'll be back in, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. Okay. They were more the hands-on. I was just trying to get documentation, but there was none to give. So those guys were doing CPR. They were doing breathing, rescue breathing, and actual compressions.
Do you know who the AMR people were, by any chance?
I just know it's 492. Ambulance 492.
Okay. Can you do me a favor when they do get back? You grab one of us and let us know. And
I'll let you
know. That way I can talk
I don't know,
to them too.
I can have the battalion chief request that 490 come by here.
So, they may talk to him at the hospital too, so
might,
it's
okay.
Possible.
Okay.
I'll let them know and see what they want to do.
Yeah. If you need to let me know.
Okay, great. Cool. Thank you.
All right.